Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to the A and B edition of Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Amy. We decided to give podcasting a crack in the middle of Melbourne's many, many lockdowns. It went for 84 years.
At least.
It went for 84 years. This was way back in 2020. Yeah, we're usually joined by our lovely co-host, Sarah. However, that bitch is taking a break, and we wish her all the health and happiness life could give her. And right now, that's not a lot, unfortunately. Look around, people. This shit's turning into a show, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we love you, bitch. We'll never see you again because fuel prices are currently $3 or something like that. By the time this recording goes to air, they'll be $3.50. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's freaking ridiculous. It's like I have to auction off one of my kidneys just so like I can drive places.
I'm getting a horse because it's cheaper, ooh. I feel. Yeah.
I have to feed it. And then what about vet fees?
Oh.
At least you get free glue out of it in the end.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Bianca and I are powering on and continuing to fuel this tangent train, so strap yourselves in. And for a change in the usual programming, we have a special guest on the show. So, well, she's written Blanca, so that's what I'm calling her. So, Blanca, who is our special guest?
Katha. That is Katha Blanca. Yep.
Oh, this is going so well.
All right. Seriously. Tonight, our special guest is my sister, Danny.
Yay!
I will be calling her Broseph and Brosephine, quite possibly, for the rest of the episode, because that's how her and I roll for the last almost 10 years now. So, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
Sounds like we've only been sisters for like 10 years. Sisters for 10 years is good.
It feels like a lifetime, really.
We were sisters so many years before that, and now it happened. I don't know. It's just something that popped up, and now we're just bros. I think it was from when we worked at Lennon's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't from that time where you shared parents?
No.
No.
That's right. Our manager used to call us bro, and so we just started calling each other bro because it was ridiculous. And bro stuck, and so Broseph and Brosephine.
Right.
Broski.
Broseph.
Broseph. Broseph. Oh, Broseph. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Broseph.
Yeah.
Broseph. Or just Loki and Thor if you get confused.
Yeah, that's right. I mentioned that in a previous episode that I'm Loki, brother of Thor, and you're Thor, son of Odin.
Or B1 and D1, as I call them. So, yeah.
We practically are the same person.
Yeah, I'm taller though, so let's just put that out there.
There's always got to be a hot one, doesn't there, Danny? And I feel you might be it.
I think so. Absolutely.
No, I think it's Bianca because she can do like her hair and makeup, and I'm like, line. Yeah, we got this.
Nah, that's just me catfishing everyone. Like, as soon as they see me without makeup, they're like, whoa, what the fuck happened to you? This is definitely Blanca, and I was taking home Bianca.
You took home Bianca, and you woke up to Blanca, sorry.
And funnily enough, so did she. She also woke up Blanca.
So I get Blanca from my memory.
Oh, no.
Tangents.
Yes.
Fun.
Oh, love a tangent. But before we go into many more tangents, I think, we should get into what we're drinking. Start with Danny. What do you got?
I have some Koa Moscato from South Australia. And the only reason why I picked it is because it has a red pink lid, pink on the label. I was like, yep, pink. There we go. Yep. That's the one. So it's apparently a perfect wine. Enjoy it any time of the day. And has hints of ginger and musk and rose water.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Does it just taste like blackout to you or?
Oh, well, I haven't had any yet.
Oh, okay. Take a sip.
It tastes like the Ruther Glen wine about.
Yes.
I'm also drinking it out of that cup. So that could just be the rest of the.
Happy snaps.
Yeah. That could meant that I. That I was going to say that could have meant I washed it before you took it home. So, whoopsie.
Sorry. Well, I guess it Sorry. Smells like, yeah, it smells like the entire winery collection.
Yeah. Otherwise known as my house. So, yeah. Bianca, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Brian Fletcher.
Oh, yes.
But I'm drinking his Merlot.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, a Merlot.
It's a Sir yes. Merlot to you.
I also like that Brian has several eyes. Like, just, he's Brian.
Yeah, he's Brian Fletcher.
Because that's how it came out. That's how it came out one night. And now we're sticking to it. Got no racial connotations or anything like that. It's stupid. Amy Bianca Brain. I can't remember who said it.
Blame her. Yeah. It's actually Brian Fletcher, for those playing at home. But, yeah, no, that did not that night and forever. And as our listeners will know, it's a Brian Fletcher.
And it's delicious.
It really is. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Well, the bottle has 2/3 left, but I do have some in my glass, so we're still going okay because the topic's not introduced yet.
You're doing really well.
Doing really well.
Yes. Well, I am drinking the Theory of Evolution Grenache. Now, I've wandered off into some dark territory. I ordered wine and it didn't come in. Boo.
Yeah.
So I had to wander off the plantation a little bit. And, I don't usually drink Shiraz or Grenache, but discovered that I might like Shiraz recently. So I was just going to give this Grenache a bit of a go. I really like the bottle. It starts with an ape and then an ape walking on two legs and an ape with a spear. And then an ape with a hammer and then a man with a glass of wine. So, yes, I feel like that is exactly how I evolved throughout my day. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I felt the bottle. Yeah.
Especially with the spear. That is prime morning feelings.
Oh, it's you should
come. Get any person or any animal going, fuck off out of my way, bitch.
You should come visit me at my job. I'm a compliance manager. It's literally me all the time. Yeah.
Walk around the spear, just stab him. Stop breaking the law, asshole.
Fucking get in the classroom, asshole.
You deal with children. You definitely need a spear.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bianca, what is our topic for tonight?
Well, my bro is a big old gaming nerd, so we thought... we thought who would be better to help us with tonight's topic of video games.
Because let's be honest, I'm useless. So,
yeah. I know a little bit. I'm in the middle ground, I think, between the three of us tonight.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy and I, we're gamers, but like way back. Like, you know, you set your TV to channel 3 back. And if it doesn't work, give it a blow.
Yeah. We're talking cartridges, people. Cartridges.
So I thought I'd start off with a bit of a video game history, ending where we started playing, basically. So, because if we had kept up with it, we should know everything from then on, right?
Welcome to the 60s, people. Yeah.
Oh, I did mention this.
They say there.
Yeah. The first line. The history of video games began in the 1950s. See? Gotcha.
Hey.
So this is as computer scientists. I began designing simple games and simulations on mainframe computers with MIT's Space War in 1962 as one of the first such games to be played with a video display. The early 1970s bought the first consumer-ready video game hardware, the first home video game console, the Magnavox Odyssey.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it was, oh, no, it wasn't this one. It was the Calico that mum had, because of her siblings. It was way before you were born. I got to play it like once. Anyway. On the Magnavox Odyssey, the first video games were Computer Space and Pong, the latter of which was later made into a home console version. Numerous companies sprang up to capture Pong's success in both the arcade and the home by creating clones of the game, causing a series of boom and bust cycles due to oversaturation and lack of innovation.
We had a brown box, like 70s brown box. And I was born in the 80s, and my brother a year and a half after me. And it was a brown box, and it had two little toggles, and you would slide it up and down. And it
Amy,
was Pong.
Amy, no one needs to know about your brown box.
Oh, no, that's – you've got to listen to this show more. There's no brown box. Anyway. But, yes,
toggles. That's – sounds like you're one of the first Pong games.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
Mum's one had like the controllers were wired too, so you could sit back on this long wire. But they were like a TV remote, long and skinny, and it had like this turny bit and then these numbered buttons. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Oh my god. So
you could, and you could hold it sideways. You held it forwardways, like one hand sort of so awkward.
That sounds like, so my parents would have had like PS1 and that sounds like PS5. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, this will be, this next bit would be, I think, what you're talking about. So like by the mid 1970s, low cost programmable microprocessors replaced the discrete transistor logic circuitry of the early hardware. And the first ROM cartridge-based home consoles arrived. So yours would have been just before the home consoles and would have still been the transistor logic circuitry. Yeah. So when home consoles arrived, this included the Atari. And that coupled with the rapid growth in the golden age of arcade video games with such titles as Space Invaders and Pac-Man, home console market flourished. So it had another little bounce up. A major crash of the United States home video game market occurred in 1983 as the market was flooded by too many games and the sector saw competition from inexpensive PCs and the types of games being developed for them.
Fuck you, Apple. Is that basically what you said?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So, the crash actually set the stage for Japan's video game industry to take the leadership of the market. And look, it only suffered minor impacts after that. Like after Japan came into it, the market jumped back up again.
Nintendo, well, their graphics were much superior.
Absolutely. Nintendo released its Nintendo Entertainment System in the United States in 1985.
You got to say it like they used to say it when you used to turn the machine on. Nintendo!
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Might have been a fever dream.
Could have been a fever dream.
What about Mandela Effect?
Could have been a Mandela Effect.
Well, listeners,
fuck me too.
If anybody else remembers when you switched the console on, it going, Nintendo!
It sounds like Yoshi, and that sounds like Super Nintendo.
No, it's definitely Yoshi. A girl. It's more like Peach.
Nintendo.
Yeah, unless it was like Mario Brothers 2 or something like that when you put that in.
Sorry,
no. Trying to rationalize where you might have heard it from.
I just know when you press the button on the machine, because my neighbors had Nintendo, we had Sega and that was a lot later. Yeah, you press the button and it used to go, Nintendo. Great.
So, yes, anyway, that was released in 1985. And the later part of the 1980s and early 90s saw video games are driven by improvements and a standardization in personal computers. And the console war competition between Nintendo and Sega as they fought for market share in the United States. And it was pretty divided here in Australia too.
It was a Sega. Yep, yeah, the Sega.
Yeah, you're one or the other, and Nintendo was the far superior one.
Yeah, but we had a Sega, so fuck off. Yeah.
It explains a lot, Amy.
Right?
And then the handheld video game consoles appeared in the 1990s, led by Nintendo's Game Boy platform. So, yes, I think that leads us up to when we all started really playing games. And, yeah, we would love to know about the gaming world of today and how you, Broseph, evolved into it, evolved out of it. Why are you still gaming, basically? There's a lot of us adults who started off gaming a lot in our youth and remember it fondly, but we don't game anymore.
There's so many that still do, though, but we are not
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, exactly. And Danny's one of those ones who actually, kept gaming. So, yes. Amy, what's your first question for Bro?
So, I'm curious. What games sucked you in? Like, I remember specific games when I was a kid growing up, and, like, that's the game that sucked me in. That was what I was addicted to. That's what I loved. What was your one that first sucked you in?
I'm going to have to say Pokemon Silver. I remember my cousin coming over, giving me they must have had a spare Game Boy Color, and he had that game, and he gave it to me, and I was just like, okay, I'll play it, and it was just like, that's it. And then Mum got me, like, Pokemon Blue and Pokemon Yellow, so they were the previous gen prior to the Silver, because you got the first gen, which is Red, Yellow, and Blue, and Green in Japan. Let's not go there. It's different. And then Silver and Gold came out. So I had Silver, went back to the first gen, and that, like, Pokemon's just been it ever fucking since.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a ninth gen coming out this year. There's a ninth. Come on, guys.
Jesus Christ. Oh, is that arcane? Yeah.
No, this is Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, which is coming out towards the end of this year, and it's based on Spain. And it's so cute. Mm. I don't want it for now.
Is that going to be, like, open world like Arcane is?
Yes, as Arceus, yeah. So it's going to be Arceus, that's it. Yeah. Yep. You'll be able to see the Pokemon out and about. But it probably won't have the same battling mechanism or mechanism or whatever as the other one. But they've taken a lot of influence from that into this, which is going to be great. Oh, can't wait. I think it's also meant to be a full open world where you have less loading screens between one area to the other. Should be able to just seamlessly go through.
I'm still dirty about my Pokemon fucking Ruby. Was it Ruby or was it Fire?
Ruby. But I still have some of your Pokemon. It wasn't my fault.
I know. It was the same when I had, like, 400 hours clocked or something ridiculous like that.
Sorry about your Dunsparce, okay? No, we need to talk about this. Okay. Some many years ago, good old Brosif was playing Pokemon and messaged me, what level does Dunsparce evolve? And I was like, what level do you have it? I didn't even give her the answer. It was just, what level is it? Level 70. Yeah, never evolves.
I had been leveling this fucking thing up for it to evolve to something better.
You wasted all that time, man.
Oh, mate, it's the shittest fucking Pokemon. I wasted so much time.
And then I re-caught you one because I think it was your daughter started a new game, I think.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And I managed to get some of your Pokemon prior to that. So your Altaria, your fluffy dragon bird thing, I've got that. It's from Fred, so that's you. I've got Bastard, which is Latios.
Yeah,
he's still around. And maybe one or two others, and I've got you.
Well, Dunsparce. Fucker. It wouldn't let you have Fucker as a name.
No, it changed it. I'm sorry, but
yeah, I really liked my Pokemon. Yeah. Hard to catch. I'm like, this one's a bastard. Yeah. This one's a fucker.
Pokemon's probably that first, like, game that just sucked me in. And then I used to go to my cousin's place and we played Dynasty Warriors and SSX, which is a snowboarding game, and RuneScape. Fucking RuneScape. And Neopets. That.
Yeah, what age did you start playing RuneScape?
Oh, that is a good question. I think I'm getting my 20-year cape this year, so I must be around 11, 12.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And one of my accounts actually older than the one that I currently use. It's just that my second account was the one that I liked the name of more and wanted to use more, whereas my first account was like, trial and error, I'll start again.
Yeah. Didn't our cousin also hack it?
Yeah, so I managed to lose some of my items a few times, and then all of a sudden he had the items. I was like, well, that's weird. He can hack it, apparently.
Suspicious.
That's suspicious. And he's like, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Yeah. Try and hack it now, bitch.
Oh, you can't play it now. He's got enough fingers.
I have to edit that out. I feel like I might be too soon, and there's a long backstory to that, which we're not getting into. Bianca, moving on.
Okay, so... Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome to hear about your early days, what sucked you in. I mean, I was there for it, but, you know. I actually wanted to explain more about your Twitch. Like, I have Twitch, and I tried to use it. You explained it to me. I don't know how it works.
If you don't know, I have no fucking chance.
It's kind of like for me, I feel I go in there, I feel like I'm on Reddit. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm much more comfortable just having the Twitch app and watching other people play rather than trying to set myself up to play and for people to watch me. I just, I'll watch other people. I'll there for lurk. I'm a lurker. I don't even comment very much. Yeah, I'm just a lurker. So, yeah. So explain Twitch. Explain what it is for our listeners who may not know what Twitch is.
So Twitch is a site in which you can live stream what you are doing at that time, and people can come into your chat and become a viewer and chat to you while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. Obviously, there's rules within that. You can't be doing certain things because that is for OnlyFans. And anyway, like there are Twitches of people in hot tubs, you know, because people like people in hot tubs. Pretty girls.
Really?
In hot
tubs.
Yes. So it's not just a video game.
There's our new gig.
Yeah.
She said pretty girls, mate, not train wrecks who've had too much wine.
Oh, damn.
I reckon they would watch that. and then there's ones of ASMR, which is like when people go up to the microphone and talk really like, and they have ones that like shaped as ears. And so they like they lick them and touch them. And I'm like,
ugh. Oh, no.
It's just basically live streaming video. So it's like a Facebook Live.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. I had
without all everyone's grandmas. So yeah.
Okay. Wow. I really had thought this was like a video game gaming thing.
Look, majority of it is, but you get ones of people just showing them they're like their koi pond, and you just watch the fish go around, or you have one that's growing weed, and you're like, that feels illegal, but.
No, it's not anymore in many parts of the US. So could
yeah, be that's why, like, as an Australian. I'm like, this feels illegal.
Am I going to get arrested?
Am I allowed to watch this?
Oh, are you there? Or, anyway.
So what's
get
your...
drug tested on Monday at work?
Oh, Monday's a public holiday. She right.
Yeah.
That's me now, bitch.
I'm going to watch that video again tonight. Hey. Because I got another day to get my shit together. all right. Well, so what's your thing on Twitch? What do you do on Twitch?
So I play games. I am part of the gaming nerd community, and I usually play things like Phasmophobia, which is a fantastic, scary game where ghosts hunt you and you die, and it's scary, and I love it.
Wait, the ghosts hunt me?
Yes.
So you what did go, I do?
Well, you went into the house and went, "Oi, you fucker, fuck you, you're a cunt." And they go, "Wow, bitch, I'm just
you do you. Know me so well."
Yeah, the best, I think, Fazway, the one of the funniest things I've ever, like, oh, anybody who I've watched ever play it, they get the voice thing so the ghost can
see voice box. You. Yeah, yeah.
Voice box. And everybody, where are you?
Where are you? I'm so sorry. Every time.
Yeah, and the ghost will just go, "Behind."
Just, oh, man, I would start singing sing-alongs.
Oh, my God, yes. We do. We sing that. And then when they touch the piano, we're like, "Give us a song, Mr. Piano Man." They still don't do anything. You're like, "Well, fuck you too."
Fine, then. Don't join in the frivolity.
I'll go press it. And then when I grab the glow stick, I'm like, just, that's it.
I love that that's one of your sounds.
Oh, yeah. So in Twitch, I've set up this thing called Trigger Fire where people can use commands. So they use exclamation mark and whatever I've made the command. So one of mine is Darude and the other one's just Sandstorm. So one of them will play a GIF along with the sound. So Sandstorm, the song, EDM. And one of them will just play the sound. And or you use my channel points for the exact same thing. So I've got it set up two different ways. So people can scare me while I'm playing the game. They can use that. They can use the ghost noise. They can use the dog barking and all that kind of stuff. So I'll be like intense and like, "Oh, my God, this ghost is hunting me." And then someone uses the sound. I'm like,
I'm in there in the chat like ghost. And it goes, was it grudge?
Grudge, heartbeat.
Yeah, the grudge sound. And it just goes, in her ear while she's super silent. She's like, "I'm going to die."
Yeah, that's a hard fucking nut for me. So tell me about what you do to organize your Twitch sessions and a little bit about your following. So how you organize your peeps.
So in terms of setting myself up to Twitch to stream, I've got to make sure all my programs are working. So we use this, I use OBS, which is my streaming software. So I've got to open that up and make sure that my camera is connected to it properly. My sounds all work. My sounds are at the right levels so that the game isn't overpowering my voice and my voice isn't overpowering other things and so on and so forth. Got to get into Discord if I want to play a game with someone else, and I got to make sure that I'm louder than what they are, so that the viewers who are watching me hear me more than them, because you know they're part of the conversation, but they don't need to be yelling, basically. Sorry,
it's not really how it works on this podcast, as you've seen.
So. I know. I've got to make sure my game works, because you know, fucking can't have a stream without a game. Whew. I turn on my ring light, so that's a really important thing. It's a one whole button, but it could fuck your whole stream. No, not really. But I have to make sure that it's not too bright because I'm so pale that after a while, if I'm streaming during the day, I have it quite bright because it's bright enough in the room that it looks okay. But if I leave it on that bright setting and it's this time of night, like 8, 9, whatever, I have no nose. I'm Voldemort.
People are watching your face while you're doing this. That's what they're saying.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they see my reaction to the game and they, yeah.
It sounds like a lot. I mean, I'm just like comparing it to what we do to get ready for this podcast. And we have a topic, we go away, we research the topic, somebody fucks it up or drops the ball or doesn't understand what's going on, but we bring it anyway. Actually, last time it was me.
Oh, yeah, last time it was you. That was great.
Last time it was me.
Okay.
Anyway. Fuck it out.
Sarah said 1700s Europe. So Amy did stuff from the 1600s because she heard 17th century.
Yeah.
You were close.
And I was too busy to rewrite my segment because I wrote my segment on Monday. These fuckers decided to drop this bombshell on me on Thursday night. And I went, nah. Too hard. So I didn't have time. But yes, there's a little bit of prep that goes into it. And I mean, there's more stuff to go with the socials and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting listening to what you go through being a solo performer, I suppose you would call yourself.
Yeah. You set yourself up on Discord, don't you? Usually like a notification and you're going to be streaming this time or on your Twitch.
Yes. So I actually set up my Discord with what's called bots. So you have a bot in your Discord itself and you link that into your Twitch and it will actually shout people out when they go live. And with mine, it will shout out and go at everyone or at whatever topic I put it as. I think in my Discord, I put everyone as Hallions because I'm Danny Hal. So it's like, you're my Hallions. You're my people. So I made a little name for them.
That's cool.
And all my emotes that people, because when people subscribe, so they pay money to be your subscriber and they get emotes. Pretty much every single one of my emotes is Xena.
You're lovely dog.
And Hazel drew some of them.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Sorry, go.
I was just going to say my free emotes that anyone can use, regardless of being my subscriber or a follower, they can just come into my stream and use it. I've got a Xena butt emote. It's actually three parts. There's a face, basically. It's not her. It's like a cartoon sausage dog. So it's like her body and butt, and everyone just puts butt in chat. And I'm like, yep, Xena butt in chat. Let's do this. It just becomes a thing. It's my most used emote. It's like, it'd be like five people using it, but it's been used over 100 times. I'm like, yeah, nice.
Amazing. So who do you follow on Twitch?
So I follow a whole lot of mates. Like my mate right now, who's just gone live, Bearded Bushman. I've known him since, 2010-ish. We went to a Metallica concert together way back then. I don't really follow a lot of big streamers because I'm like, there's no real point following them. You get into their chat, they're never going to actually see your chat itself. Whereas I follow people that I know in real life, and then they might, because at an end of a stream, you usually raid someone. So you push your followers on, or not your followers, your viewers, you push them on to someone new. And, you know, you might like that person. So you give them a follow and you watch some more of their stream and so on and so forth. Sort of find other people that way. And I found people that play Phasma and we end up sitting there playing it for a while. or, you know, through Bearded Bushman, I found people like Yinny Yinja, and we play Phasmo quite often. And through Bearded Bushman, I found Katobi and Skylar, the Coca Crow, and we play games together. So I've actually made like this bigger group of people that I can be like, hey, do you want to play a game for a bit? And do you want to play a game?
Not that's how old we are. If anyone wanted to know that we're that years old, do you want to play a game?
Oh, God. Our games aren't that violent, but, you know, it's close. Close when it's Phasma and we're all yelling at the ghost. Poor ghost.
Poor ghost.
That's awesome. I follow Bearded Bushman too. And there's people like, what's her name, Toxic Chick.
Yeah, so, Toxic Chick. She's awesome.
Yeah, friends with her on Instagram and Twitter. And I think I shouted out your Twitch one time.
Yeah.
That's how she found, and she comes into almost every single one since then. That was 2020.
Yeah. She just drops on in, and she, like, people might not, like, they might not chat, but it's like, cool, they're there. They have a little, spend a little bit of time. They might put up the hi Xena emoji or whatever, and they move on. I'm like, cool. That's awesome.
Just lurking.
Yeah. Slurking.
Slurking.
But yeah, like, I've got my Twitter, though. I don't really use it for Twitch, but I do use it periodically. I've got my Instagram because I've got my main, like my personal Instagram, but I've got a side one that is just based on gaming. I need to actually use that a little bit more, but yeah, life is as life is. My Discord, absolutely. I post stuff in there, but I also post in like my mates' Discords because I'm fairly active in like Bearded Bushman's one. I'm often sitting in their voice chats with him, my mate Custard. Yes, that's his nickname. We call him Krusty Custy.
Ew. I have a name.
Yes, exactly.
He disappears out of my fridge in 3 nights after I get him straight. So
like Custard, we tease Custard and bully him to no end. It's fantastic. I love it. He was on Tinder, right? And
he
we're talking and whatever. Like we were talking in Discord, and he was talking about Tinder, and he's like, this girl had like pegging in her profile. I didn't know what that was, so I just googled it. I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, dude, you don't know what pegging is?
It's I don't know what pegging is.
Did you at least google it on incognito mode? He's like, no. I'm like, well, your ads were very interesting. So now when I'm talking and he's annoying me, I'm like, Custard, you're begging for a pegging. He's like, fuck off, stop it. And I've said it so many times that now he's like, I'm pretty sure you like that. I'm pretty sure this is what you do. I'm like, no, I just like teasing you, mate. Like, you gave me an in.
And you're an asshole, and you're relentless, like the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm not giving you just the tip, mate.
It's the full peg. The full peg.
And that's what happened when he went and helped out Yinny. He went and put fake grass down at her place, and so she went outside with like a peg, like a clothes peg. I was like, hey. Because she was part of that conversation. So he's just like, I hate you guys. I mean, you're great, but I hate you.
I hate you guys so much. I say that all the time on this podcast.
Yeah. Poor Custy.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, like as far as social goes, I think if there's anything you're going to drop the ball on, the socials, it's fine. Like, it happens.
It's a precursor to Bianca taking over our socials, by the way. So, yeah.
Happen. Hey, didn't happen today. It happened, and I was good. And I even did a double check, and I was like, I had a mini heart attack when I looked and was like, episode published. I'm sure I read over it. I didn't check all the things. I went in and went, no chapter markers. Oh, fuck.
No, I haven't done them.
Yeah. So I went in and did those because I thought it was me.
No, it was and, me. Oh, was
yeah,
it?
Because they, yeah, I don't know, but they have to be done before the episode's released because otherwise it doesn't update. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's already released. Oh, well, I'll just do it.
See, this is what I mean. Organisation, really not great with that.
So. No, and we try so hard. We have spreadsheets. Like, we've got calendars, and you think we'd be better organised.
See, that's what the great thing about Twitch is that I don't have to worry about any of that.
No.
I can put up a schedule. I don't even need to follow that schedule. I can just go live and be like, whatever, which is great. I can go back and watch the video because I make sure mine's safe and I can go back and clip things. And what you do with a clip, it can be up to a minute long. And so when people shout you out in their streams, if they've got the shout out clip player. It'll play a random clip from your channel. And it might be just some stupid moment like me dying from the ghost. I actually know there is a good one. We were trying to find the ghost and we went to walk upstairs and the ghost started hunting, which is where your lights all change color, like not change colors, flash really, really fast. And we thought the ghost was downstairs and it started crawling because some of the ghosts crawl like fucking all fours just at you. And sometimes they're a child crawling. So you're like,
I don't feel well.
Dead children are the worst.
Oh, yes. And in Phasma, you occasionally hear them giggle.
Oh, like, nah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Or they sing, ring a ring a
run. I was out
don't
before.
Like you.
So out now. I'm out.
And, yeah, so Danny plays it on PC, which I'm going to ask you about your computer. But the Phasma game, you can get it on, like, on your computer and get VR.
So yes.
Yeah, so you're fully immersed in it, Amy.
I think this is what my brother had because my brother recently got a VR system. And, of course, I'm a child of the 90s, so I had envisioned that he got this, like, helmet dealy. But he tells me it's not what happens. Now they just kind of look like snowboarding goggles.
Yeah.
And there's this one game and it's got something to do with ghosts. And he goes, I can't play it with a VR thing on. Can't. And my brother is the biggest unit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's probably about 6'2" and about the same wide. Like he is a man mountain. Yeah. I felt when the hound was like, you know, having this war with his brother, I was just like, mate, I feel you. This is my brother. It's huge. I'm going to fight you. But I am the eldest, so I will win.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Not how that works, but.
Yeah.
Totally how it works. Thank you. I'm the eldest, so I will win.
They love me. Sorry.
Yeah, so my brother could crush me, and he's shit scared of this. So I'm like, I think it's a hard fucking no. But you know what it's like, you guys, with, like, the sibling rivalry? He'll put it on, he'll go to me, put this on, I dare you won't go 5 minutes. So then I will have to go 5 minutes. So I'll have to get some adult Depends, because I can't let him see my weaknesses, you see? Yeah. Cannot see me piss myself, because that's weakness. You cannot show weakness amongst siblings. No. And, I might just have to wear my face mask that I wear at the shopping center so that he can't see me going,
Well, it's okay when you first get into the house. Like, all right, you get out of the van, it's fine, you grab your equipment as you head out the van. And, you know, Ghostbuster style, you got a van. It's not very cool. It's a white van.
I don't have someone carry that shit for me? Like, what the fuck?
No.
No, you can only carry three things. So you got a flashlight. And two other items. Or you do what I do, and I always carry in a video camera and turn it on to night mode so I can see where I'm going. Carry an EMF reader so I can see if there's any energy in this room, you know. And then I do the spirit box, which talks to the ghost. And I go, where are you? Yeah, fuck. And all that. Yeah. But, like, as soon as you walk into the house, the whole sound of the game changes. Like, you've got not blocked ears, but similar to that. It's so atmospheric. Is that the word I want? No, whatever.
Is that a word? I don't know if that's a word.
It's just the atmosphere is really nice, okay?
The aesthetic.
I like it here. I like the lighting.
I just love the aesthetic. You like the aesthetic was the house.
Pleasing.
The feng shui was just drunk enough. Yeah.
Yes, it is so good. And sometimes you get in the house and the ghost is like straight away ringing the phone and you're like, what's up, bitch?
What's up? That's also an indication of how old I am.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, God. Okay. We're getting derailed. All right. So I'm going to circle back. What is your rig? What do you game on?
Motherfucking Sorceress PC with rainbow lights.
Its technical name?
Yes.
Actually, I named it Thor.
Oh.
Because you can name your PCs, and I'm pretty sure it's Thor.
So, motherfucking what? What? Because I'm going to Google it and see what comes up. Thor's not going to come up with a computer. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. I got a 3070 graphics card.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that. It's,
yeah.
I'll even give you the full deets here.
Okay,
it is. Let me just find it. I've got my list. A Gigabyte Aurorus GeForce RTX 3070 Master 8 Gigabyte. They don't sell them anymore.
Yeah.
They were originally $1,200, which is a lot, but because of the shortage in some of the products to make this, and they were good for data mining for your cryptocurrency and all that, they shot up not long after I bought it. So
you could have tripled your price if you wanted. Like, you could have got triple your money back.
Oh, I could right now. Yeah. Still, I could sell it. The one that they have so now that you can get that doesn't data mine, like, it's not good for that. You still do it, but it's not as good for it. It is $1,600, and it's the same card, but that's the only difference. I bought one at $1,200, so I'd be able to easily sell it for two.
Yeah.
And it's used. Woo! I've got some amount, 32 gigabytes of RAM, maybe 64. Fuck no, I don't know. Don't ask me these questions. Too many questions.
There's RAMs in there. Yeah.
There's
slow down, Sprocket. Don't speak, loser. I don't get the nerd shit, okay?
The whole paddock of RAMs.
Exactly. So now we're playing Farmville. I don't understand.
Excuse me. It's not Farmville anymore. It's Farm Simulator.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Farm Simulator's a shit.
I'm still playing Tetris. Fuck off.
Well, that's what you do with a PC. Like, I built this one and you Tetris it together.
Oh.
This bit goes into there, click, done. And they do actually go click. That's the funny thing about it.
That's the technical term. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, you got to find the click. Kip. Click. Not the clit. Click.
That's a different game.
That's for OnlyFans.
Danny Howard, you found on OnlyFans that? No, I'm kidding.
You won't find much.
Okay, so a big computer. That's what you're telling
me. Basically, it's a big computer.
So asking for a friend, spilling wine on your computer, that's probably a problem, yeah?
Look, it's a 3% problem, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no, that's all I needed to know. I mean, that's all my friend needed to know. Yep.
Oh, it was Sarah, wasn't it? Yeah.
drunky, spilly. It could be all three of us. We don't know.
Well, considering I'm at like a desktop PC, I'd be scared if I can spill my drink from one side of my desk to the other. Doable.
Have you met your sister?
Unfortunately, yes.
She's on this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met her when she was like 7.5 years old. Didn't really take off then.
No, nah, perhaps not gonna now either. No. Don't push it. No.
Okay, so my next question is, what are your stats? So on this big computer, what are your stats? Like, even including maybe PlayStation, like your Dynasty Warriors, your RuneScape, I don't know, Pokemon. What have you played the most?
Look, on one account, it would be RuneScape at about close to 120 days worth, which compared to other RuneScapers, not that much, but that's still 2,000 odd hours. It's a fair portion of my life. But then when you look at, like, say, Pokemon Sapphire, I restarted that game about 3 or 4 times and each time got to about 300 hours. So,
yeah.
Can you tell me what RuneScape is? Because I don't know what that is.
RuneScape was a browser-based MMO, which is a massive multiplayer online game. So you create a character and you're dropped into this place called Lumbridge, because you know that place off by heart.
Yep.
There's goblins, there's men to kill, and then they eventually
talk to.
There's other people in the world playing it. There's servers dedicated server that was Australian that, you know, Americans can go on. It doesn't really matter, but yeah, it has a lower ping, I suppose, so you can actually connect to it faster. But yeah, like, it's a massive thing now. They've got dedicated servers for if you just want to be able to kill everyone on site right then and there. Instead of having just this one area to kill people, they can kill everyone everywhere. Anyway. Oh,
fucking go purge on their ass. Cool. Okay.
Well, funny thing is there was one in 2006. There was like this error thing that happened. Called, so you have these houses that you can make and someone teleported the dragon somehow and kicked everyone out of the house and was like a house party, so it kicked everyone out and the dragon teleported with everyone and just massacred Thalador, which is one of the main cities, and it's like a huge thing.
Fuck, I hate when that happens. You know, you go to a house party, you try and leave the dragon at the other house party, but then the fucker follows you to the next one. All of a sudden,
you know, you got Donkey there and he's being an ass and dragon has to follow.
Right? And they're kids. Oh, my God, they take their kids everywhere with them. It's weird. That's so weird.
I know. And then you find Shrek and you're like, that's not my Shrek. Sorry. I am not your Fiona.
Move along, buddy.
Oh, God, we're back to playing Tinder again. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Swipe. Danny just touched on ping, which I don't – yeah, you probably don't know what ping is. But when you look at your Wi-Fi stats, so if you go to speedtest.com.
I love it. How do you think I know what any of that means?
Yes, that's right. I know you don't, so it's not explaining. So if you went onto, like, Ookla and, like, checked your Wi-Fi speed, it'll have ping. Your ping for – to play a half-decent video game without much lag needs to be 20 or less.
Or you play it on an American server playing Among Us and it looks like you're hacking because you're jumping all over the show because you're like 200 ping.
Yeah.
So my ping is kicking in? Is that what you're telling me? I'm just jumping all over the place?
Ping it. And then I keep getting freaking told I'm the freaking killer. I'm not the killer. I'm just in med bay scanning myself.
It just looks like I'm in the vent over there.
Literally could not be more confused right now.
I'm dying the electrical room and you think I'm the imposter. Fuck off. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right. Well, so that's very confusing for my brain. So moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so are there games coming out soon that you are super excited for? I have heard recently that it was sort of hit and miss in the gaming industry with the pandemic. No one could fucking go anywhere. So there was a lot of really good development that was done, but then there was a lot of lag and a lot of stalling based on lots of other things that were going on. So I suppose it's hit and miss out there. What are you looking forward to? What's coming up?
As always, Pokemon. That is definitely 110% looking forward to. But there is a game coming out later, like in March this month. So it is Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which is a spin-off of the Borderlands series, which is another series I absolutely love. So that is a cel-shaded, so it's cartoon-esque shooter-looter game. So you shoot things, you loot it, and it's fun, it's stupid. Claptrap is an absolute legend. I love him, and most people hate him. And I'm like, don't care. He's amazing. He says some dumb shit, and I love it. anyway, so they've got a spin-off game that's more Dungeons and Dragons-esque, but not, like, it's still shooter-looter. It's just got some fantasy realm to it, which I'm pretty excited for.
Okay. So shooter-looter, kind of like Grand Theft Auto style, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, in terms of, like, you've got guns, you're just going to shoot people, kill. Like, yeah, I guess it has elements of that in there too.
Okay, cool. I know what things are. This is fine.
No idea what Roblox is, so your daughter can't play it, but that's okay, you know.
I can't play Roblox, but she now knows Grand Theft Auto, so
and all the need for speeds. Anyway, I didn't know what the fucking thing on the Wi-Fi was you were talking about earlier, Bianca, and I have one of those, so, you know.
Yeah, what is it, ping, and you're like, I don't know who that is.
No.
Is that a drug?
Is that one of my daughter's friends? Right now. Ping, one of my daughter's friends.
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's Ying. That's my friend.
That's my friend. That's different. Yeah. No, I'm very confused. Yeah. Oh, I know who Ping is. It's one of the characters off Kung Fu Panda, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hey, I'm on it.
Is it?
Yep.
Pretty sure.
I don't remember which one it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Isn't he the duck, the dad, or the goose? Isn't
definitely a Ping. I don't know.
Ping? Is he the panda? Now I'm really confused. I don't know. Someone Google it. Anyway, moving on.
Yes, moving on. What's your guilty pleasure game? And you're going to say Pokemon, but yeah. Is there another guilty pleasure game or is that your only guilty pleasure game?
I think through the years that was a guilty pleasure game because it was sort of like, you're playing Pokemon. Like, you're a teenager. You shouldn't be doing that. It's like, I'm just going to hide over here and play it anyway. RuneScape gets a bit like that at times. But I still log into my Neopets. I got to make sure my Neopets are all healthy.
Are you looking after our store, our Green Day store? Is that still
a guild?
A guild. Oh, God, we had a guild.
Yeah. No, it's very dead. Actually, it's not dead. I think it's still technically live. I left it, though, but my link to my store is still there, so that's really cool.
See, I can't walk away from these things. Like, unless the battery in my fucking Tamagotchi dies and I don't replace it. Like, I feel an obligation to continue my relationship with these things, even though they're not fucking real because I'm psychotic.
Well, I even went on today to make sure that all my Neopets were fed and happy.
Yes.
Did I need to? No.
Nah.
Does it give me a little bit of peace? A little bit.
Yeah. And we're grown-ass adults. What's wrong with us? Why? Yeah. Why do we feel this obligation of something that doesn't fucking exist?
On the next episode.
Exactly.
Amy and Daddy, you decide to go and get some actual help. Yeah.
That's never gonna happen. No, that is about 50 episodes time. Well, 50 years time. I'm not too sure.
Psychiatrist Blanca is in the house. Please take a seat on my couch.
I'm not sitting on your couch. It's a casting couch for all your purposes. But anyway, it'll be the time that Sarah comes back with new glasses and she found her doctor's bag that was hiding in her cupboard. So, yeah.
Sidetrack. Yes. The crane bird thing is Mr. Ping.
Hey. Ah! It was bloody close. Goose, so, whatever it was.
Yeah. It's a bird.
The dad. Yeah. Huh? It's the dad.
Is it?
He runs the noodle shop in the valley.
Yes,
yeah,
the dad.
It's the dad. Yeah, you're right. It's dad. The dad.
Yeah. He's a goose. He's a duck. No, it's a fucking grain, whatever.
He's a chicken. We'll just go with that.
I'm so good at birds. Anyway.
Let's finish this up. My final question for tonight is, after I just so good, the wine's staying down.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Welcome
to Friday Night Wi-Fi.
I've drunk 2/3, so we've still got an episode to go. SSX.
It kind of died in 2012, which is pretty sad, but if you have an Xbox and you have an EA Game Pass thing, you can actually still play it. I tried looking at it and I was like, oh, you can play the EA Game Pass thing on the PlayStation 5, which I have, and it's not a game on there. I'm like, you fuckers, I want to play that game. Fuck you. Yeah. Wow. So if you have an Xbox, you can.
I feel like I've played this game, but like once, and then I just was no good at it, so I gave up.
Yeah. Well, it's a snowboarding one, yeah? It's like a Tony Hawk, but on steroids with snow and.
Yeah.
And the characters talk. And I love this game. I actually love it. It's so much fun.
Show us your knickers then.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Mum thought it said, and we're like, and I was like, yeah, it kind of does, but I'm pretty sure it's what it says.
Show us your knickers then.
There's this little character, Griff. He's like, I don't know.
Oh, that kid.
And he's just like, but you crash him into something, sometimes on purpose, because you hate him. And he'll go, I hope Zoe doesn't see this. And it's like, she's not going to touch you. You're a child.
I didn't play as that character. I always played as Zoe because she was like the punk rock awesome chick. Simon because he was crazy.
If you got first, you had to reach certain milestones of the levels, right? You got these massive like bat wings for her. It was amazing. And then you could just dress her up in underwear. She had just a bra and undies and bat wings. And she was, that was great.
Yeah, but then you had the following game where you got to create your own character.
Oh, yeah.
And you were Fredstar. Yeah. Or I look at my save files for one of the original SSX games, that one with we were just talking about with Zoe, and the game file for good old Bianca, it was Avon.
That's also on my SingStar on the
But our SingStar memory card. Mama G had and Durka.
Yeah. And also on those same memory cards from the PS2 is for Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, my profile of Bad Girl 69.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what happened? I have a question.
Oh, no.
So what happened that night on the chicken coop? Did you like
it? Yeah, no, fuck off the chicken coop. No. Seriously, listeners, she did not win. The game fucking glitched. She got stuck doing a manual. And so she was just racking up points. And I'm like, you should move. And nope. nope, I'm just going to get all these points. I'm like, yeah, but I've stopped. I can't get, no, millions of points more than me.
Fuck millions? Me. It was like billions.
And I look, I.
Recording of it. And Bianca's just like, fuck you, Bob Burnquist.
Here's yeah, fuck you, Bob Burnquist.
The Honourable Amy presiding, Judge Amy, if you will. I believe Daddy is in the right here because the rules of glitching and siblings and video games, if you get glitched against, bad fucking luck. Yeah. That, unfortunately, that is the law. So, yeah. Judgment for Daddy.
It is on. If you look at, you'll be able to find my Instagram. It'll be on there somewhere.
It's on mine as well. And it comes up in my memories on Facebook. I'm like, love that. That's a good memory.
Just scroll through my pictures on Instagram. Listeners, you'll find that picture.
Lovely. All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much, Danny, a.k.a. Danny Howell, for joining us on our tangent train. We have loved having you on board. Don't forget to check out Danny Howell on Twitch. To our listeners, we would love some topic suggestions.
Yeah.
Send Amy nerd things and get her to try and explain them is off the table. Understand me? Off the table.
On the table, yes.
Off the table.
On the table, that's right.
Just flip it underneath the table, guys. We got
just slide it underneath. Danny will take it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to tag Danny in. So, yeah. You think it's going to be funny? Sarah, I know you're listening.
You know what? What it should be is that I ask you the question, what is RAM? And you try and answer it.
Oh, a sheep.
I guess goat, but yeah, you're close.
I learned what NFC was today.
And
I'm going to explain that next episode. Just you wait.
NFC is not a form of mixed martial arts. Figure. Who knew? Anyway. So if you want to throw a topic at us that you would like us to discuss, email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com or message us on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. If you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you tell your friends. Tune in next week for Adulting, Pros and Cons. We shall discuss. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.